Hallelujah. And if you don't mind, please standing for the reading of the word in respect for the God that we serve. We can stand for everybody else. You only will be standing for one scripture. And we'll be reading from the monitor. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You may be seated. And if I had a subject this morning, I will be teaching a word that is going to give you some pointers, and I wish that you have a pen or a paper, because you're going to be writing some stuff down and some scriptures, because today I really believe that oftentimes we often say in the name of Jesus, but we don't really know why we say the name of Jesus. And today the topic of the message is, there is power in the name of Jesus. Can I say that again? There is power in the name of Jesus. And oftentimes we say it, but really we don't know the meaning or the gist of what it is to say Jesus. Jesus' name has so much power that it will cause the dead to rise. In Isaiah 7, verses 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which meaning God is with us. The word Jesus Christ is often said by saints, and sometimes I don't really believe we know the real meaning of Jesus Christ. So let me break it down. The word Jesus is a Hebrew word, origin, meaning the Lord is salvation. The other word that means his name is also Savior. Oftentimes, we cry upon Jesus as our Savior and our Lord. We know him as our deliverer from sin and the consequences of sin, because he died and rose on the third day. As you accept Christ and as you grow in Christ, you will begin to learn the reason why we serve Christ and the reason why we call upon the name of Jesus. Because there is no other name on earth or in heaven that has so much power and authority. Jesus is the short form of Joshua, from the Hebrew name Yahshua. The word Christ comes from the Greek word Christios, meaning anointed. It also is in the Hebrew word Messiah. The word Christ and the Messiah is the same word, but one is Greek and one is Hebrew, which meaning anointed or the anointed one. That's why it's very important to have the anointed one inside of you. Because when you have the anointed one, you become anointed. And it's oftentimes we face situation with our own circumstances or with our own ideology. But if you face it with Jesus and the anointing is in your life, there is nothing that can overpower you. There is no circumstances that you cannot go through. There's no problem that God cannot fix in your life. Because Jesus in you, meaning the anointed one, it's in me and in you. It is very important that Christians know what the name of Jesus means. Oftentimes we say it when we are driving and we almost got into an accident, Jesus Christ. And immediately he shows up and your car stops. You're going through a circumstances on your and all you can say is Jesus, and the atmosphere begin to clear. Why is that? Because his name comes with power. His name to change the atmosphere. His name brings demons to tremble. His name causes people to change. His name causes our lives to never be the same. As we continue, the Lord Jesus Christ is God in the incarnated, who was conceived by the Spirit of God. He is the messenger of God for salvation of the world and is the redemption from sin. And he is called the Holy Bible, the Son of God, the Word of God, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. He is all, the all in all, Supreme God. Throughout the Bible, God uses two names to signify what persons represents or what the person is going to do. The name of person tells us the individual's role and purpose in God's great plan. It's time and times again God names people and changes their name. For instance, he changed it to Abraham, which meaning the father of many nations. He also, when you look at Joshua, Joshua's name means salvation and deliverer, just like Jesus, who brought the people of Israel into the promised land. His name signified that he was going to deliver them out of the captivity and bring them into their promise. It is just like Jesus' name, Joshua, and Jesus is the same thing. So we have the deliverer to bring us out of whatever you're in. We have the deliverers to bring us into our wealth place. The name tells us, and oftentimes that's why it's so careful that parents have to be careful what you name your children. Be careful. Name sounds great, but be careful what you name them, because the name will represent who they are. Jacob, the word Jacob, which meaning a supplanter, a trickster. He was always trying to outdo his brother, and you can see that by his name, until God changed it to Israel. After he met with God and he fought and his leg was dislocated by his hip. So God changed his name and blessed him and called him, you no longer will be Israel, no longer Jacob, but Israel. So see, naming children is very important. Very important to be careful what we name our children. Even in the Hebrew text, they would be very careful to name their children because they know the significance. It is very important that we know and understand why Jesus is who he is. Jesus' names are so powerful and gives the testimony of his great glory and his majesty. For instance, El Shaddai, meaning God Almighty. There is no other God that is as mighty as the only true and living God that we serve. Then the other name that we see for him is God of peace, which is Jehovah Shalom, the God who is peace, who can bring you peace beyond your own understanding. Another name for him that many of us know him as is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God that will provide. How many God has provided for? How many God has made ways out of no way? How many when back was against the wall and all you can say is, Jesus, be my deliverer. Jesus, be my way maker. Be my provider. When you didn't have any food in the cabinet and all you did was started to pray and said, God, I don't know how you're going to do it. God, I don't know how you're going to bring it. And all of a sudden the doorbell rang. There was a sister there with a bag of groceries. You were late on a bill and thought you owed the bill. They send you a credit. Look at God, because he is a provider. He is a way maker. He is a deliverer. So as we continue to look at the names of Jesus, he is so powerful. Don't be ignorant, because the enemy's job is to rob you from the blessings and the fulfillment of God's will for your life concerning every single scripture, concerning every part of his name. The enemy will do anything to keep us in the dark, to oppress us, to depress us, and to confuse us. The truth is that there is power in the name of Jesus to deliver you from anything that you're going through. Salvation means that Jesus' salvation comes to deliver us from sin and consequences, and perseverance from deliverance from ruin and from loss. And without the name of Jesus, none of this will happen. Get ready to write. The first thing that the name of Jesus comes to do is to give us identity. Number one, the name of Jesus comes to give us identity. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch, Acts the 11th chapter, verses 26. And as Christian, you are identified with God because you believe in Jesus Christ and you have the anointed one residing in you so that you can walk like him, talk like him, live like him, and operate in the earth realm like him. So that's what it comes to identify. So at the name of Jesus, demons must be subjected to who you are. As a child of God, you have the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. But oftentimes, believers don't know who they are or whose they are. You've got to know who you are in God. That means you've got to study to show yourself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You've got to study the word for yourself. I love Pastor, but not everything that he says I'm going to take. I'm going to go back and study because I need to know, was that the word? Because oftentimes, because people don't study, they fall away by the wayside. When you don't know who you are and the enemy attacks you and there's no word in the inside, there's no depth inside of you, there's no anointing, that's how you get to become backslider. That's how you lose your footing in God, because you're not stable. You are confused because you don't know who you are. You've got to let the Lord teach you who you are in God. So we are identified as Christians, which meaning Christ-like and believers, sons and daughters of God, servants of God, disciples of Christ, not disciples of the pastor, not disciples of Brother Ricardo, disciples of Jesus Christ. I have no power to give you. I have no authority to give you. I will never die for you. I don't even think I'll die for my wife, and I love her. I'm being real. Let's be real. Because if we're facing the part of danger, sometimes we'll make that decision to say yes or no. But thank God for Christ that he gives us that identity. The next thing, number two, only through his name can you get anything from God. So for all those Jesus only, let's just stop that right now. You have to go through Jesus to get to God. That's the only way, and if you come any other way, you are a thief and a robber, saith the word of God. In that name ye shall ask me anything, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hither have ye asked, ye shall ask the Father in my name, and he will give it to you. This is St. John chapter 16 and 23 and 24. Write this down as well. St. John 14 verses 13. St. John 14 and 14. St. John 15 and 16. So those are a lot of scripture that talks about asking God for things. Whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may glorify his Son. God has designed it that after the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, no man can relate to him but through Jesus Christ. For whatsoever reason, you can go through Jesus Christ and ask for whatever you believe in. The word of God said, if my word abide in you and you abide in me, you shall ask what you will and it shall be given unto you. Knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and ye shall find. The reason is the saints are asking in a mess. We're not asking for the right reason. We're not asking for the right purpose. We're asking to show off. We're asking to boast off. We're asking, not really, really desiring God's will for our life. Because when you ask, you shall receive. The word of God is in you. God will not withhold anything from you unless it's going to destroy you. But if God knows you can't handle it, he ain't going to give it to you at that moment or that season. Sometimes God is saying, wait a while. Let me prepare you for that. You say you want a new car? The old car you got, clean it. Wash the car. Not worship it. Take care of it. Because God ain't going to bless you with a new one. You're going to do the same thing with the old one. You don't get no oil change. You call us talking about, oh, I can't come to church. Something is wrong with my car. You haven't been through an oil change in 90 miles. And then you want God to give you a Jaguar. You let the devil use you. God does things in decency and order. Because if you ain't going to take care of that one, why is God going to bless you? And then you're going to come up here, you're going to say, God bless me with a new car. 6 months later, we don't see the car. Oh, God gave me a brand new car. Something was wrong with the transmission. When you bring it to the dealer, what did the dealer say? You haven't been to an oil change. You need a parts plug to be changed. All of this. Come on now. Let's have wisdom. So God does things in decency. God will bless you if you ask. And he will give it to you. The third thing, everything Jesus is and carry in his name. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 17 through 18. Their signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Whatever Jesus can do, the power in the name of Jesus will do it when you use it according to God's will. You are saying that let there be Jesus' name and there will be. We exercise God-given authority only in the name of Jesus. You have to exercise as God's authority, even over your life. When you're sick, you don't need to call pastor. Pastor can't do nothing for you. God can. I'm being honest. All pastor's going to do is pray with you, touch and agree. But you can call to the Father for yourself. He knows your name. He knows who you are. And sometimes God do it on purpose so you can't get in touch with none of the ministers. You can't get in touch with the pastor because God wants you to get in touch with him. Because you forget who's the source, who the real deliverer. You think it's me delivering you. It ain't me. I don't have no authority to deliver you. God has the authority to deliver you. God has the power to heal you. God has the power to set you free. So that's number three. In his name is at work. 24/7 is the fourth thing. His name is at work 24/7. All day, all night, every time, anytime. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the key of hell and death. Revelations 1 and 18. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 28 and 20. Because Jesus lives forever, he is always at work. Jesus doesn't take a break. You can call him up anytime and he will answer. He will show up. I may be asleep, minister, maybe out of town, pastor may be away, but he's always there. He's always just a prayer away. Fifth thing, the enemy knows and understands the power of the name of Jesus. He trembles at the name of Jesus. Behold, they shrink and scream. What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of God? Have you come to torment us before the appointed time? Matthew 8 and 29. So the devils recognize who Jesus is. They know who you are. So as Jesus walked up, the demons said, throw me into the pits. Because they know the authority and the power of the name of Jesus. You ever notice that people, whenever you show up, the atmosphere change? Everybody starts screaming. It's like the Spirit of God moving before you. Let them know that I'm here. So let's clear this up. They could be gossiping, and as soon as they see you, it just stops. because you have the anointing with you, and the anointing of God is following you. The devil trembles at the name of Jesus, and you can command healing and delivery, not just over your life, but over others' life with the name of Jesus. And by speaking the word and letting you know that when you speak the word will not return unto you void, but it which accomplish that which you please. And where do you send it? And if you believe that Jesus hears your prayer, because we know he hears our prayer and he knows who we are, so he will answer. The sixth thing, the name of Jesus is a strong refuge. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. Proverbs 18 and 10. The power in the name that provides provision, it provides protection, it provides covering, that you believe in Jesus Christ. When you call his name in time of danger, Jesus quickly dispatches his angel to take care of you. There is safety in the arms of the Almighty. There is protection in the Almighty's arms. Whenever you go through, you are safe and covered by the blood of Jesus. The seventh thing, his name commands instant deliverance. Peter said unto him, Ananias, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. He arose immediately. Acts 9 and 34. When you call his name for help, the answer is dispatched immediately. Most of the time you see instant manifestation, but some other times you see the result of a while, because you need to continue to believe and have faith that God hears your prayers. The eighth thing, I only have 10 things, I'm almost done. The eighth thing, the power in the name of Jesus invokes through faith and praying in the name. His name, through faith in his name, hath made this many strong, whom ye see and know. The faith which is by him has given him this perfect sound in the presence of you all. Acts, the third chapter, verses 16. If you call Jesus' name in unbelief, carelessly, it will not work. Therefore, anytime you are mentioning the name of Jesus, you must have faith and believe and understand the power that lies within the name of Jesus. Don't just call his name in vain, but call it as you believe and trust the name that it has power. The second part of it is praying in the name of Jesus. Why do we often pray in the name of Jesus? Because people ask us, why do you pray in the name of Jesus? Not in the name of Allah, not in the name of Buddha, not in other people's name. Because we pray in the name of Jesus because the Father is obligated to treat us as he would his own son, because we come in his stead. We represent the Son when we come to the Father. Ephesians 1, verses 5 through 6. Having predestined unto us the adoption of the children by Jesus to himself, according to the good pleasures of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Romans 8 and 17. If children, then hears of God, join ears with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together. So when we pray in the name of Jesus, because Jesus has died for us, we have access to God. So we can pray in the name of Jesus and have access to God. 9. I'm almost at our last one, then I'll be done. 9. You are qualified to use his name only if you are born again. Then certain of the vagabond Jews took up them to call over them which has evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. They didn't know Jesus for themselves. They were speaking in an unknown authority. They didn't have the authority to even speak the name of Jesus, the sons of Sceva. This is what we're talking about here. And there were seven sons of Sceva and Jews and chief of the priests which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? And the man whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and over them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of the house naked, wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks all dwelling in Ephesus. And fear fell on them all. The name of the Lord Jesus was magnified, Acts 19, 13, and 17. It is very dangerous to use the name of Jesus if you have not identified with him. You have not given your life to Jesus Christ. Leave his name alone. I can give you a prime example of this. Kanye West. Why is he going crazy? He became rich off of the name of Jesus. And God says, you can't have my name and not serve me. I will give you time to get your life right. And that's why he's going crazy. Mel Gibson drove his Ferrari right into a cliff after he made such a powerful movie about Jesus Christ. You can't read the scriptures and not get saved and think you're going to benefit from God anointing and think that God is going to let you go scot-free. It don't work that way. That's why he's going nuts as well. The name of Jesus brings power. The name of Jesus brings deliverance. The name of Jesus brings finances. That's how they got wealthy off of his name. That was one of the biggest movies of all times. The record is still up there when it comes to a Christian movie. God don't play. And they don't understand that you can't just do stuff with God's name and think that you ain't gonna serve him. Because you defamed his name. And that's the problem. God requires something back from them. So we see that. It's just like the sons of Sceva. It leaped on them. You got to be careful. If you ain't studied your word, you ain't prayed, don't go nobody's house and talk about you going to pray. Stay at your house. I'm being real. You ain't prayed up, don't go over to that sister's house. That demon that's over there, you don't know what's over there. You think you're just going to pray for healing, and that spirit will slap you out. You got to be prayed up. You got to be consecrated. Sometimes you got to fast and pray before you go over there. Because Jesus said, these kinds only come out by fasting and prayer. You got to be careful. We always want to do things. Yes, it's nice to go over there and want to do that. But you got to prepare yourself before you go over there. Because you don't want to come back with extra stuff you didn't bring with you. You brought back stuff. Now you got to come to the altar to get delivered. We got to cast out a devil out of you. It's true. It happened to many people. You want to do something great. Oh, we're going to go over sister's house. Well, we're going to have a prayer service. You go over there, you bug that at your house when you get back home. You start seeing extra stuff, start talking to yourself, and you don't even know what's going on. Then you come to church, we got to cast that devil out. You got to be prepared. Be careful what your intention are. Let God lead you. Let the Spirit of God lead you. I don't just go to people's house to pray. When I come with an assignment. I come with my oil and I come with my Bible. Any devil that's there, before I get there, they need to come out. And I don't wrestle with demons too long because I have authority. And I ain't going to scream with you. I ain't going to do that. No, I ain't going to do none of that. Jesus never did none of that. He said, come out. And that was it. All people fighting people to the floor. I ain't got to fight you to the floor. All I got to say, come out in Jesus' name. You got to know who you are. Oftentimes, I see ministers pushing people down. I'm like, see, that demon is coming, transferring. Jesus never laid hands on the devil. What did he do? He spoke to the spirit, and it came out. Why are we always laying hands? That's the problem with us. We want to be deep. Because if you don't fall to the floor, I ain't anointed. If you don't fall to the floor, I don't hurt your back. We didn't do nothing. It goes on in a lot of churches. You got to be careful. You could speak to a thing and it gets delivered. We can be here praying and speak to Africa and somebody get delivered. So why is it I got to wrestle you to the floor when you're in front of me, when I can speak to the same spirit as it come out? Very important. The last thing, Jesus' name is above every name, and I'm done. Jesus' name is above every name. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at that name, Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, 9 and 11. The name of Jesus is above every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, every plan of the enemy, any witchcraft, any warlock, anything the enemy tries. The name of Jesus is above it. The name of Jesus will deliver you. You may stand. I'm done.